Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410 for Free for All Friday. I'm going to start out with an article here that I have about our economics. Now, I haven't it's coming out today, and if it's come out this morning, I've missed it, but I don't have the job report yet. However, this is an article from Peter Morici, and he's with Newsmax. No, he's with Money News. I'm sorry. It was on Newsmax. But he's telling us that the Labor Department on Friday, which is today, is expected to report the economy added about 215,000 jobs in September, about half of what is needed each month to bring unemployment down to pre-financial crisis levels. Now, he's claiming, let's go on and read this, he says the official unemployment rate is, you know, it's always about this. Every month they come out, it's always about this, 6.1%. But he says that hardly provides a fair description of the job crisis. Now, I know my listeners know this, but we're going to cover it anyway because there might be some new listeners out there, and we just need to be reminded from time to time that we're being lied to. Not counted are prime working-age adults who have quit looking for a job, part-time workers who want full-time positions, and young college graduates who have enrolled in graduate school because they can't find decent employment. The real jobless rate is likely closer to 20%, and the root cause is slow economic growth. He says since 2000, the GDP has advanced 1.7% annually, about half the pace of the Reagan and Clinton years. Five factors are slowing growth and making jobs scarce. In bold print, he has poorly enforced trade agreements. The U.S. consumers and businesses are spending, but too many dollars go abroad to pay for Chinese consumer goods and Middle East oil. China has systematically undervalued their currencies to put cheap goods into U.S. markets, destroying millions of good-paying American manufacturing jobs. Presidents Bush and Obama have refused to enforce the WTO rules that prohibit currency manipulation to gain competitive advantage. Did you hear that? That's crossing party lines, isn't it? Through a Republican and a Democrat administration. Misguided energy policies. Washington has chosen to outsource, not reduce, environmental risks associated with petroleum development or prohibiting or curtailing production off the Atlantic, Pacific, and Gulf Coasts in Alaska. Safely developing those resources along with prudent conservation would slash oil imports to zero and create millions of jobs. Okay, so we've got one is poorly enforced trade agreements, and two is misguided energy policies, and the third is burdensome government regulations and taxes. U.S. business regulations are more costly than necessary to protect consumers and accomplish environmental goals. And we've talked about that quite a bit here on CSC Talk Radio, along with the U.S. efforts to curtail CO2 emissions, while China, India, and others refuse to do the same. Those send American jobs to Asia. The U.S. corporate tax is among the highest in the world. along with arbitrary taxes on overseas profits, high rates motivate U.S. businesses to relocate abroad and discourage foreign investments in the United States. We do all these things. We just push our own away. Because it is about the dollar. You can tell you what you want, but it is about the dollar. And when they do things through corporations and tax them, it's taxing you. You have to understand that. Number four in the bold print is corruption and monopolies. I thought monopolies were against the law. Whereas deregulation was the theme of the Reagan and Clinton era, today's leaders appear not to value a vibrant private sector and spirited competition. They offer special privileges that permit Wall Street banks, cable companies, medical insurers, and rural hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, and the like to monopolize markets and gouge customers in the exchange for big campaign contributions and lucrative jobs after public officials leave office. The corruption breeds inefficiency, limits production and innovation, and skill and kills jobs. Number five, this is the last one, disincentives to work, poorly run universities, and immigration. He says here, in recent decades, we have seen a substantial expansion of public benefits that discourage work through the Earned Income Tax Credit, Social Security Disabilities Program, Medicare drug benefits, Medicaid, Obamacare, and student grants and loans. Increasingly, colleges and universities attract students by spending heavily on athletic arenas, flashy student centers, and other resort amenities. To finance sports spectacles, evening yoga lessons, and ever larger salaries for presidents and coaches, universities jack up tuition and shuffle students into cheap to staff majors such as art history and sociology, while limiting access to programs with better career potentials like engineering and finance. Too many graduates lack career-ready skills and are burdened with excessive debt. And we've talked about this the last several weeks. A few times I've mentioned the same article that I brought up during Labor Day, where we have about, while it admitted that we are lacking jobs for our jobless, that there are probably about 1 million jobs out here in the United States that can't be filled because of lack of skills. And they seem to turn up their nose at factory work. Factory work is good paying money. It's hard work, but it's good paying money. Going on to finish this, thanks to the combination of work disincentives and poor career training, nearly all the jobs created in this century have gone to immigrants. At the low end, they take job government benefits programs and encourage low-skilled Americans to refuse. And at the high end, immigrants take jobs many college graduates are unqualified to fill. Just eliminating the trade deficit would double U.S. economic growth. Addressing the other problems would easily boost growth to 5% a year, and Americans would have all the good paying jobs they want and plenty more for new arrivals. So if it's that easily laid out, which it is, I mean, it's not rocket science. Why aren't they doing anything? And why do they continue to lie to us about what the real percentage is? Because I don't think there's a one of us that believes that the unemployment rate is 6.1%. Look in your own neighborhoods, your own communities, your own state. How many people do you know that are working part-time or aren't working or just giving up? It is free for all for Rite Aid. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
C.J. Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. C.J. is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We're going to go to Mike from Texas. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, I'm fine, Beth. It's been raining and a little cooler here, and that's great. I wanted to add a few things to your list there of things. First, I've got about 5 things here. First, they define monopoly wrong. A monopoly, by most economists' measure, is you need at least 10 competitors in any particular market. And, you know, for years we had the big three, GM, and they said that wasn't a monopoly. And we have what the government is doing is if you have two or more, then it's not a monopoly. But in reality, you know, they just play a game of golf together and decide on something.
Well, absolutely.
I mean, so that they have a phony definition of what is not a monopoly. The second thing they're doing.
But you agree that that's a problem.
Oh, yes.
Okay, okay.
Absolutely. The second thing is that they are shipping around 750,000 barrels of our oil. This is the United States oil to China. This is coming out of the Alaska, you know, the Prudhoe Bay oil fields. My dad was an exploration geologist, by the way. I know a little bit about this subject. The pipeline, all that pipeline can carry is going basically to Asia, most of it to China. And it's worse than that. They're refining it in our own states and then shipping it to China pre-refined. It's being kept secret from the majority of the American public, and then we're buying our oil out of the country. You know, I mean, this is nuts. The third thing is that the Republicans have been stabbing us in the back for 20 years.
Yes, they have.
The first stab was under the Bush administration, Bush 1, they instituted the H-1B visa, work visa program, where they bring millions, mostly of Asians, Indians, Chinese, so on, Malaysians, into the United States to take American jobs. When they're here, they pay no Social Security, they pay no income tax, they pay no withholding of any kind from their checks into our system, and they also don't have to be paid overtime, so they're preferred workers over Americans. And this H-1B visa program was started under the first Bush and has been continued ever since. And they totally violate the limits. It's supposed to be in the thousands, a few thousands per year of these Asian workers. And they're taking high-tech jobs, by the way. These are engineers, scientists, computer operators.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. The last numbers I heard was they're bringing in 2 million plus a year, and it's supposed to be, I don't know, 70,000 or something. You know, it's less than 100,000 per year. They're just outright violating their own law on this, and that's taking American jobs. The last thing is, again, the Republicans, under Gingrich in the middle of the 90s with Clinton, allied with Clinton, passed the free trade agreements that sabotaged our jobs in the United States, sent them all overseas. Oh, by the way, I wanted to add the fifth thing is that this morning early, I'd say about 4 o'clock, I'm a night owl, I heard a new jobs report that superseded the one you put out that they now claim the job unemployment rate is less than 6%. It was 5 point something, you know. I'm buying that one, aren't you? I mean, it's a joke. We know they're liars. Everything they say is a lie.
Yeah, how much money do you think we spend as taxpayers to put out those bogus reports? You know, we're paying for that. We're paying for their lies in more ways than one.
It's like this Ebola thing. We're paying for this guy's treatment, who ought to be charged with a crime for bringing potential murder of Americans into this country on purpose for whatever reason, you know, to get treatment or whatever his reason. It doesn't matter. He has committed a crime. And not one word. I mean, Liberia is saying he's committed a crime, but not one word out of our government.
I know.
They're socking the bill to us at probably $1 million for him and whoever else. And you know, we're just dealing with liars.
Well, you're right. All right, Mike, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
We have a good friend on the line. I'm kind of surprised. Doreen, how are you today?
I am all right. How are you, Beth?
Oh, I'm doing good. We're dealing with a lot of lying and corruption. You got to solve that. We got to solve that. You got an idea?
Yeah, you know, I keep trying to do it peacefully. I like peace, you know, and that's
I do too.
Heck of a process, you know. But that gentleman was absolutely correct. You know how I am on the free trade agreements.
Oh, yeah.
Those things have destroyed us as a nation and made it, you know, the really fun thing about these statistics, the way they figure out the, basically like the cost of living and all of that, how they figure inflation, they don't include food or fuel in that equation. It's like, you know, oh no, that's separate, but. At any rate, yeah, we have.
The irony of September was, I mean, it happened before September, but I just happened to get the article in September. You know, it was the 50th anniversary for the war on poverty, and we've spent the war on poverty. We spent $22 trillion to fight the war on poverty, and we haven't licked her yet.
You know what? If they just divided that $22 trillion up amongst all of us, we'd be doing pretty well.
Every one of us, even on a 50-year spread.
Oh my gosh!
But that's the irony of it.
that's ridiculous. We have, and on the Ebola thing, I saw an article this morning where the head of the CDC says that if we close the borders and restricted travel from the countries that are rife with Ebola, mm-hmm. that we would then increase Ebola in our country. It's like quarantine now means run around freely.
Now let me ask you because I have some mixed feelings about this Ebola. I think it's dangerous. Don't get me wrong. I think it's dangerous. But you know, it's this time of the year. Every year we start getting flu warnings. You know, this is going to be the worst year for this. You got to go get your flu shot. Blah 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 blah. And I know Ebola is not the same thing, but are they trying to scare us to death and make us paranoid about everything? Or is this really a legitimate? Because I was kind of torn, you know. O'Reilly, he's thinking you need to stop all flights from Africa for 3 months. Nobody's allowed in from Africa for 3 months. And of course, Stossel says, well, I think that's a little bit of overkill. And so I'm kind of mixed on that because I kind of agree with both of them. How can I possibly do that? But I kind of, you know, it's just like, really, are we being told it's more than it's really going to be? I know it's killing many over there, but they do lack, they don't have the cleanliness, they don't have the health care, they don't have the doctors, they don't have the things that we have here in the United States. That doesn't mean it can't get nasty fast.
Well, exactly. You know, on the positive side here within the United States, we do have tremendous sanitation, and we do have excellent hospitals available for, you know, for the palliative care. On the negative side, as far as the United States go, we have an incredibly mobile population.
Yes.
And we also have an awful lot of people with very compromised immune systems, mm-hmm, who, because of our health care, are able to continue to function on a day-to-day basis fairly normally. So they're more likely to get sick faster. Okay, if that makes any sense. You know,
no, it does. It does. I mean, because I have family members that are not well, and I would hate for them to ever be exposed to it.
Right.
Or any other flu.
You know, I don't know. I mean, my personal opinion is that I'm pretty afraid of it, to be honest with you. But I think that there's only so much that we can do, and we need to take reasonable precautions. But our government is not doing that. How is it reasonable to send 3,000 troops into an Ebola hot zone when they're not trained in medical care? They're not trained in the sanitation? You know, that's not reasonable.
Are you going to shoot the virus?
Well, right. I mean, you know, they're building hospitals. You know,
okay.
I mean, the logic, reason, and responsibility have to be the things. And I think that the CDC et al., I think they need to control the fear factor. They don't want people to be absolutely terrified, but people need to be conscious and conscientious and not terrified, but act with a plan in case it hits their community.
And that would be very simple, to give us the truth.
Right.
And give us the facts.
Yes.
And then we
yes.
can make our own decisions. I mean, there's people that panic every year over the flu and pneumonia. Every time fall comes around, they're all panicking. I got to go get my shot.
People die from it.
Yes, they do. They do. And we all know people that have. We're going into a break. You hang on, because I know we're going to talk about something else. And I have some other callers hanging on. So it is free for all for Friday. Your calls are welcome. The lines are busy. Keep on trying. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will all be right back.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. C&J Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. The lines are lit up at 877-895-5410. We're visiting with Doreen. I was kind of surprised she called in, but Doreen, it's always a pleasure. And we haven't seen each other for a while. We're going to have to get together and compare notes. But
I agree.
What's on your mind today? We talked about everything else, but what's on your mind today?
Okay, well, I kind of wanted to point out that we have an issue going on here within Missouri with our legislature that is effectively making our legislature within our state just a little microcosm of federal legislature. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is they're picking the Speaker of the House 2 years before he gets to take that position. What that does is it makes the speaker a money magnet so that all the lobbyists, all the special interests who can benefit from legislation get to grease their skids for their stuff.
How can they do that?
Well, it's one of those processes that we...
They make their own rules?
Actually they do. The House and the Senate both make their rules and adopt their rules every year. So they started doing this, and now we have... the pre-selected speaker, the heir apparent, if you will, whose name is John Deal, and he was the floor leader last year, and he's drawn about $1.5 million for campaign contributions for a $40,000 a year position.
Wow.
Okay, and he's he's a typical politician, Beth.
Career.
So we have a bunch of us within the the freedom community, different groups, different individuals, working together to try to correct the process and not have this man be appointed as speaker, because some of the controls, and I'm sure this is the same in every state, the speaker appoints the chairman of the committees, decides who goes on the committees, and for the whole first half of the session, if he doesn't want it on the floor, it's not going on the floor. Okay? And they have the power to squash or push through legislation. And unfortunately, the good legislation doesn't get pushed through. The bad stuff does. So we've put together an effort to try to educate people, one, about this particular man, and two, about the process to try to get our elected representatives to actually be able to represent us. So,
well, that would be a new one, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be a good one, you know. And the thing is that the speaker holds basically dictatorial power mm-hmm. over the House. And if it's a good dictator, it might be positive for freedom, but usually that's not the case.
No, so, and you're right. These guys, they are, and obviously he's getting paid very well for what he's doing. It's you know, they're career politicians. They're not in it for us. They're in it for themselves.
Well, let me point out one thing. Now, I cannot say that he is personally profiting, but the way that this works is they get their campaign contributions, and then they dole pittances out to other representatives for their campaigns, and that makes those representatives beholden to the donor, because the borrower is always servant to the lender, right?
Yes, yes.
So we have a political money laundering process in position that most people aren't aware of.
Well, there's ways of profiting without putting it in your own pocket. You can still profit by increasing and moving up the ladder and increasing your own power, so to speak.
Right. Well, I think probably, and I don't want to take up too much time, so I'm gonna nutshell this for everybody. But this particular gentleman, when he was approached about paper ballots, this is a bill that actually has been worked on for 2 years. It went through the Senate, and he took money from, you know, some group. He worked out a deal on these electronic voting machines for St. Louis County, okay? And he said that he thought that computers are more secure than paper ballots. And he also said that he didn't care what the people wanted. If he didn't like legislation, it wouldn't go on the floor.
There, that's representation.
And, you know, and that issue is just to have a paper ballot so that there can actually be a recount if
which
necessary.
The majority of Missourians want.
Well,
now,
yes.
Now, let me ask you this. What can we do? And those who are listening in Missouri, what can they do to help this effort?
There are two things. You know, first of all, there has to be education. And for that, go to moleadershipproject.org. So, moleadershipproject.org. And then there is a poll, actually, on the Missouri Torch site. And there are videos that you can watch of a press conference that we held about our effort against this speaker. And that is also on Missouri Torch. So get activated, get educated, and then contact your representative and tell them that you want the House to actually elect somebody, not pre-select somebody, and include all the representatives. Because the people who have been elected last year and this year, they don't even have a choice.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, and I'm sure,
we can do.
And I'm sure, like you said when you started out, this is going on in other states. We're probably not any different than the rest of them.
Right, and in order for our states to take power over the federal government like it's supposed to be, we've got to get our states in order.
That's absolutely right. I appreciate it, Doreen. Thank you for explaining
you.
It to us. I appreciate it so much.
You take care.
Thank you. You know, we're just going to have to do and pull together. You have to get involved. We can no longer stay at home with our feet propped up or complaining at the coffee shops. We've got to get something done, and that means we have to get into action. Make those phone calls. Go to these websites and check it out. And see what's going on, not just in Missouri, but check out in your state. We have Al from Delaware. Al, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good there, Beth.
What's on your mind?
I just want to run something by you. I want people to understand with all this chaos and, you know, that's going on. It's order out of chaos. It's Zelensky. I read a book last year, and I'm going to make this very, very quick. John Loftus was 3 tiers above top secret in the CIA and wrote this book called America's Nazi Secret. Truman brought 36,000 of Hitler's worst into the United States, and they're in banking, education, and medical care and everything else. People, Beth Ann, need to understand what the Bilderberg and Bohemian Grove is. Ebola is not an accident. Everything you see is by design 100%. And if people think that texting and sitting around on cell phones is going to change anything, they're wrong. We are in deep, deep political acid.
And we're in trouble. There's no doubt about it. Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Al. Your phone's kind of breaking up. I'm going to let you go so I can move on. Thank you so much. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. Say, I want to add to what's been said so far that 2000 to 2010 is being called our lost decade. And with the hit that we took in the mid-2000s, just so much wealth was wiped out and it never has come back.
Mm.
But you look at our economy right now in our country, and really only the top 30% are doing anything as far as income and wealth creation. The next 30% are just getting by, and then the bottom 40%. Are still failing or still heading in a direction. So, going forward, honestly, I don't think we have a solution for it. With our government, we have just too big of a hole that we have dug.
Well, I think the solution, and people disagree with me, but I think the solution is to start locally. We've got to start taking it over locally in our communities, in our counties, and in our states, and then we're going to go to the big, we're gonna groom them and then send them up there as statesmen instead of career politicians.
That's my utopia.
We're going into a break. I'm going to have to let you go, Steve. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Appreciate it. Your calls are welcome, and it's free for all for Rite Aid, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. repair, and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSC Talk Radio. Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. So many of you are listening across this great land, either on your local stations or on shortwave. And I have a shout out to those in Arkansas. They just asked me to, they just called in and said they are listening and it's coming through loud and clear. That is WWCR Central Arkansas. We say howdy to you and thank you for listening, all patriots out there. We have Mike from Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm doing good. You know, I just love talking to you from Virginia because I expect I'm going to get this Southern accent, and I hear I've got the New Yorker on the line.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the Federal Reserve. See, I have books dating back to 1907 on banking and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, actual books bound in rivets. Okay, I'm looking at the Cumulative Loosely Business Encyclopedia. Copyright 1907 to 1927. You turn to page 7. It says Federal Reserve banks are quasi-governmental institutions only. Okay, then you scoot ahead to, this is very important, I'm going to read it out, 139, page 139. The Federal Reserve Bank is specifically empowered by the Act to receive from any of its member banks deposits of current funds in lawful money, national bank notes, Federal Reserve notes. There's a distinction between all three types of, you know, currencies, okay? Then you scoot ahead to page 145, and it really gets interesting. Okay? Although the Federal Reserve banks cannot, of course, draw on any of their notes that are outstanding with the public, they can technically retire such notes by depositing with the Federal Reserve agent gold or lawful money. Okay? All liability for the notes has been wiped out by the deposit of money. Okay? Such notes cannot be counted as legal reserve while kept in the bank.
Now, who authored this book? Do you have that in front of you?
John is printed by the John C. Winston Company, volume banking by Frank Parker, B.S., LL.B., PhD.
Okay.
All that, okay. Then it says, but the important point is they would not be in the hands of the public, nor where they could cause any undue inflation.
And you see, Mike, this is one reason that I, the Federal Reserve, it was instituted in the United States 101 years ago, and that's when Congress gave up all their responsibility to our economics. They just absolutely turned over what is supposed to be their job to the federal banks, which have nothing to do with the federal government as far as national government, United States of America has
right.
to do. That's
no
when they,
federal,
that's
federal
when they
mobile,
incorporated and that,
or, you know.
That's when they incorporated and that's when they started the income tax and that's when we started losing liberties. I'm going to let you go because I've got callers holding. Okay, Mike?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to move on to Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth. I listened to it. Talk with the show last night, and there's supposed to be another case of this Ebola in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I don't know if anybody knows about
it. I just saw briefly on that. I didn't catch where it was, but I did see briefly that they were suspicious of one, and I haven't had a chance to investigate that.
Yeah, so like what I was, I'm afraid of that terrorists getting hold of this disease, and they could spread it very easily.
Of course, they could get it, too. Apparently.
Yeah, they get a mask and go around the back door and right over here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's something to be watching, that's for sure, and something to be careful with. All right, appreciate the call, Larry. Sure. Thank you so much. Hello, we've talked about lots of things today, and I have an article here that China is cutting off the news of Hong Kong protests. Now, there's a bunch of young people in Hong Kong that are protesting. As protesters in Hong Kong continue their demands for greater democracy, China's communist government is restricting media coverage of the events to the rest of the country. According to the Associated Press, coverage of the Hong Kong protests has been limited to mainland China, to TV anchors reading brief statements with no video and text reports with no photos. Now, I'm sharing this because, you know, it's not really new that we know that they suppress the news. I've heard this since I was a little girl. You know, they used to say, well, at least in the United States, we actually get the news on our our media, whereas other nations, they don't. Really? When did that turn around and change? So I shared that with you, and then I have this. 8 ways, and I don't believe this is happened in this administration. But 8 ways the Obama administration restricts access to information, according to the Associated Press. Well, the Associated Press presses Washington bureau chief and the latest journalist to criticize the Obama administration for failing to live up to the promise. Do you remember the promise of transparency? Do you remember that? Bush was not fantastic, he said. Well, I'm just going to read dark print here, the bold letters. He says that, and his name is, or her name, I think it's a him, Sally Busby. Busby says, there are detailed 8 ways the Obama administration is restricting access to information at a joint meeting of the American Society of News Editors, the Associated Press Media Editors, and the Associated Press Photo Managers. Her comments were highlighted at the AP's Definition Source blog. But here it is. Number one, journalists can't see the flight against Islamic militants. Number two, and they go into detail with each one of those, and I don't have time to do that. So journalists are often barred from Obama's meetings with world leaders. Number three, access to upcoming 9/11 trial is restricted. That's interesting, don't you think? Number four, coverage of Guantanamo is virtually non-existent. Number five, sources are being intimidated. Sources have told Associated Press reporters they could be fired for talking to the media. Interesting. Number six, the Freedom of Information Act is under siege. Number seven, the White House uses the FOIA request to monitor what news organizations will cover. And lastly, eight, state and local governments are releasing less information. The Obama administration has tried to dictate to state and local governments what they can and cannot reveal, particularly when it comes to surveillance programs. You know, folks, we aren't so far different than China in many, many ways. And it's going to take you and me. We are a republic. But that only works if we're active. And we've got to be educated to know where to start. My belief is locally. We've got to start at home. I believe that that is the answer. We've got to fight bureaucracy. We've got to fight it at home. We need, America is in trouble, and we have got to work together to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention.